You ready? Have you applied your strawberry frappe cleansing cream? Then let's get started. For the chin and throat, use the flat of your fingers, alternating your hands in a gentle, pressing, lifting movement. Work them from the base of your throat up to the point of the chin and around the neck to one ear, then back around to the other ear and back to the center. You can do this movement two or three times. Keep in mind that you will be alternating the use of your hands, first the right, then the left. Now with your right hand, start at the base of your throat. Now up your chin and over to the left ear. Now all the way over to the right ear and back to the chin. Now with your left hand, start at the base of the throat, up to your chin and over to the right ear. Now all the way over to your left ear and back to the chin. Once more, right hand up the throat, over to the left ear, now over to the right ear and back to the chin. Next, with your left hand, up the throat, over to the right ear, back over to the left ear, and to the chin. That's it for the chin and throat movement. Now for the jaw and throat movement. This one will help your jowls or a double chin. First, cup your hands and place them under your chin and jawline as illustrated. Place your elbows on your table and start a soft but firm gentle kneading motion from your chin back to your ears. Keep your knuckles down under your jawbone. One, two, three, four. Once more, start at the chin and back up under the ears. One, two, three, four. Back to the chin and once more. One, two, three, four. Now I want you to shake your hands to relax your fingers, and then we'll move on to the lower cheek movement. For your lower cheek manipulation, place the first three fingers of each hand on the lowest point of your cheek and move them gently upward and outward in a series of little lifting circles to the ear. Then gently massage the squint lines around your eyes. Return your fingers to your chin and repeat the movement two or three times. Let's try this one. Three fingers of each hand on your lower cheeks. Thumbs under your chin. This will steady your hands. All right, start moving your fingertips upward and outward in little lifting circles to the ear. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now gently massage the little squint lines at the sides of your eyes. Don't forget the little circular movement with your fingertips. One, two, three, four. Once more. Start the three-finger lifting movement up the cheeks to your ears. One, two, three, four, five, six, and over to your eyes. One, two, three, four. That's it for the lower cheeks. Now for the forehead manipulation, which embraces the next two photos covering the horizontal and vertical movements. We start the manipulation with the vertical sequence using the fingertips of both hands. Alternate your hands to lift the forehead in a series of light upward strokes from your eyebrows to your hairline. Then with one hand, work across the entire forehead from temple to temple to help smooth out the frown lines. We'll do this one six times. Are you ready? All right, start lifting. Left hand up. Right hand up. Move your hand over the entire surface of your forehead with these little lifting strokes. Up, up, five, six. Now the horizontal movement. With one hand, work across your entire forehead from temple to temple, six times. One, two, three, four, five, six. That will do it. This next facial manipulation is probably the most important of the entire group, since the tissues around your eyes are far more delicate and sensitive than any other part of your face. Therefore, I want to caution you with three rules.